And now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We are in Matthew 10, both this weekend and next weekend. And yes, it is worth stating right at the outset, the very obvious. We don't live in the first century. We aren't peasants. And Jesus' mission was unique. The disciples' mission here in this chapter predates the events of Good Friday and Easter Sunday and Pentecost. And the mission we read of and reflected on last Sunday from Matthew chapter 28 was an update post Good Friday and Easter Sunday. But back to this chapter, having stated these obvious things and factoring all that in, it remains alarming to put side by side the text of Matthew 10 and the mission given to disciples to go out and then to proclaim and then also to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers and cast out demons, and all of that without payment. Put that alongside what the average clergy person of whatever role or rank does with their waking hours today. Where, if anywhere, is the match or the resemblance or the correlation? Now, of course, we cannot lift culturally specific instructions off the page and plonk them down elsewhere. But let's have enough integrity and enough courage and enough of an effort made to get into this passage of scripture and the main question that it poses. And the main question, as I see it here, is what would be the functional equivalent of this mission statement? The necessary application or reapplication of Matthew 10 in today's church for today's disciples. Regardless of which actual church springs to your mind when you hear the word church. Now, I, as someone who's worn a dog collar for 2 weeks short of 29 years, cannot remember the last time I metaphorically shook the dust off my feet when leaving a house or a town, or the last time that I raised the dead or cleansed lepers or indeed cast out demons. Although I have often, for more than half of my working life, worked without payment, and very happily so. And it is true, too, that no one arrests me for doing my job. No one betrays me to the civic authorities for doing my job. And the reality is that my gospel understanding and my lifestyle in the context in which I work and serve doesn't threat or challenge anybody. Although there are plenty of places in the world where these things do happen to clergy and ministers. And yet, the gospel in the first century did shock and was meant to shock and is meant to shock. And again, in enough places in the world, it does do that. Now, for those of you who might want to look at the other readings for today, the story of Abraham and Sarah's response to the promise of a son in their old age, and the reflections Paul offers us in his letter to the church in Rome, you'll see in both places that life is supposed to be different, indeed very different, once God's love comes your way and its great wave comes rolling at you and over you, which is actually an image in keeping with the Pentecost events and experiences. And so God's action begins always with love and ends always with celebration, but takes in suffering en route. That was true of Christ's time on earth. It's true for all his disciples. It's true for all of us. It's true for the church. So in this mission, as in Jesus's own mission, there are great promises, but also great warnings. promises of love and of celebration, promises of a start, but also an arrival. But then warnings of cost, the warnings of suffering that is all too real. And any mission which doesn't feature this complete picture, at least in outline, is no mission at all, but simply white noise, religious words that don't quite join up. And to come back to this central question raised by today's gospel reading, dare you and I, as we in our turn follow in the footsteps of these disciples, take seriously this simple blueprint as a model of being God's church here in this city, as a model for carrying out mission in our various and varying contexts? And if the answer is a yes, or at least it has a little bit of a yes in it, what will that look like for you? Give yourself some time here for reflection. Give yourself some time here for conversation if there are several people in your household. Amen.